Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. This show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org, mobiusstrippress.com, 1798part2.org, and republicreview.org. Happy Independence Day if you happen to celebrate the 4th of July with the rest of the U.S. I should just say Happy Thomas Jefferson's Day. Anyway, you are listening to the only show that asserts the constitutional solution to getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. I would tell you the number to call in, but this is technically a pre-recorded show today. I'm actually doing this today, but I'm kind of marrying up both my local and this national show. So I will forego the numbers just so you don't get frustrated and call and go, how come nobody's picking up? Because we won't have the phone lines open. Anyway, I have some really big news, and I'll get to that before we get into my rants for the day. But I also wanted to say that this show is dedicated, as you know, to supporting those legislators who are willing to put their lives on the line and their political careers to committing to the Constitution and supporting their constituents from federal tyranny. What this means is they're going to basically stand up for all of us against federal tyranny. This show is also dedicated to those grassroots leaders, county, central committees, and so forth that are supposedly controlling the brand of the party, whether that's the Constitutional Party, the Republican Party, or the Libertarian Party. Those are the grassroots leaders, and all three of those organizations actually happen to embrace the Constitution and our founding principles. All of them have deviated, and if you've ever listened to my show, when I get into the parties, I really talk about trying to create a merger without acquisition. I think that the best thing we could have is more competition. However, we have been pretty much moved in for at least well over a century into a two-party system. So let me also point out, if you have not watched the presentation that I give, and you can find it on reclaimingtherepublic.org Take Action page, just scroll down. It is the YouTube presentation. Just watch the first 30 minutes. I will tell you that today would be a perfect day to do that because you probably don't have a lot of other things on your plate other than celebrating and maybe potentially blowing your fingers off. So let's just forego the loudness and the danger and do something safe and watch a presentation that will explain the Constitution and go over Republic Review at a high level so that you're ready to start digesting more. The big news I have is I've actually gone into GoFundMe and have set up the campaign. I still need to add some more information, but I'm getting closer to having the crowdfunding set up. That way, people can actually donate directly to the crowdfunding campaign and actually be able to support some of the events that we need to do and some of the educational efforts that we need to move forward and the content that we need to get out and the marketing and all of that type of stuff. Because, and you'll notice that it's kind of a big number that we have, but I've actually sat down and I have laid out how much content that we would need to air, advertising on different TV channels, such as The Blaze, Newsmax, possibly Fox, and so forth. And that way, we can actually get a good, I'll just say, immersion into mainstream media, or I should say most conservative-minded people, so that people can recognize the fact that there actually is a solution and that we don't have to pull our hair out anymore or, you know, lose sleep and that type of thing. I will do my real quick groveling. I need your help. I cannot get into every state. I cannot call all of these candidates that are running. If you're in Tennessee, if you're in Wyoming, those are the two that are in play, as well as Kansas. Please, because we still have time between now and the primaries, just give me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and that way I can engage you with some basic information and how to email people and or call or hit them up on Facebook or what have you. So by all means, if you have the savvy with the computer skills and so forth, let me know, because there's plenty of work to do right now as well as future work as soon as this election is over, because we have to start getting county commissioners and the grassroots immersed into these new principles and concepts, so that we can actually start taking back the brand name of the politicians as well as the party and so forth. So anyway, as I always do, I did look and I scanned the news. And at this time, on Wednesday, July the 4th, there is no sign of the federal government disbanding any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers, which means that we're going to have to do it. That means I need to figure out how to motivate you and get more of you involved, because it literally, it is not rocket science. The Constitution's a contract. We have to force the federal government, which is the subcontractor of that contract, because within that contract, it specifies specifically the few delegated roles and responsibilities and powers that we, the states, have given them. We, the citizens of the several states, have delegated to them. And therefore, we need to enforce that contract, because the child is running amok. I don't have a standing question. I will just, again, there's no point in even throwing it out there, because we aren't having the phone lines open. So if you wanted to call or what have you, I apologize. But before I get into the rant of the progressive narrative that is just, we were continually being bombarded, and it has been a long-term bombardment, and I'm going to give you some history. I'll play a little bit of an Eagle song for you so that you can kind of, start realizing, wow, we have been programmed. And and that goes down to, they have learned a long time ago how to manipulate us using emotions, controlling the narrative, and so forth. Here's an interesting thing in the news that I've been kind of ranting on a little bit since before Trump took office. Poland is purging their Supreme Court. We need to purge the circuit court systems. We need to go through, because there's plenty of judges in the circuit court system that, as far as I'm concerned, when they go outside the jurisdiction and scope of the Constitution, they are violating. That is bad behavior on a judge. And so there is no reason why we can't start purging these federal court systems and allow Trump to actually start putting constitutional judges into these positions that will not reach outside the boundaries of the Constitution and its constitutionally ratified treaties. Another thing in the news that you probably are infuriated about is that the Senate has supported the deep state conclusion of Russian meddling, because they are going based on the intelligence community's assessment. And if you've listened to Clapper, if you've listened to Brennan and these intelligence leaders of the community, you can tell that they are the leaders of the deep state. I don't know. I've worked in the intelligence community for a long time. I know lots of people in there that are just the highest caliber. They have the integrity that you would expect and want. So, I am not saying that every single person within those agencies and so forth are all bad. But I will tell you, when you start looking at the FBI and some of these other institutions, there are way too many upper-level and mid-level managers that are rotten to the core. that are ideologues, and they are working as a part of an agenda to ensure that this nation is constantly moved towards statist ideology. They're grabbing more power, and they're supporting the fact of grabbing power. So I don't know if that bothers you. It really bothers me. That is not the limited government, and that is well outside the boundaries of self-governance. We should not have an elite system governing the people who are the government. Remember, it says we the people, which doesn't mean we a democracy, but we the citizens of the sovereign states. And so one more thing, I'm almost out of time, and then we'll get into the progressive monopolizing of the messages. The UK is banning the homosexual conversion therapy of getting people back into normalcy. And I've said this before, bad ideas grow legs. Here they are, they're at a point where they're monopolizing the narrative to a point where you can no longer counter these concepts of the LGBT agenda. That is a very dangerous thing. They are removing the conscious of thought, parents' involvement, and so forth. And they're trying to do that here. Believe me, they're going to work very hard in getting that here. Well, I have hit that hard break. So when we come back, I'm going to play a little music, and we're going to talk about this elitist narrative in supporting the statist government well underneath the radar. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so I am back, and I've got a lot of meat that we want to get into, and I know this is not my normal routine. However, I want to try something, and being a solo artist and engineer and producer, I'm not sure how this will turn out, but we will have to give it a try. With that, what I'm going to play for you, have you ever heard the Eagles' The Last Resort? This is a white guilt song because they talk about how bad white America is and how they kind of just ruin everything. and how, you know, people have constantly gone from one place to the next place to find paradise, and now we're all out of space because the capitalists and so forth. And I'm going to get into a tirade over this, but this isn't the only song. It's just that I happened to hear it, and it just really got my blood boiling again because my paradigm has changed. I don't buy this crap anymore. And there's no way you can convince me that America is the bad guy. We have a lot of bad guys in America. There are bad corporate leaders. There are bad politicians. But our founding documents and what we believe the government should be doing has nothing to do with all of this bad stuff, because they, the elitists, have allowed and actually embraced even a worse ideology, statism, because you got to remember what was going on back in the 60s was the counterculture revolution. Hey, tune in and drop out, man. The man has nothing good for us. And now what are these same idiots saying? Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Bruce Springsteen, all of these communists are saying, yeah, vote for Obama, grow government, you know, make us a communist nation. That's the way we want to go. And they may not be saying those words per se, but that is the underlying message. These elitists are supporting the globalist plan. They are a part of the Platonism that I have talked about. Their role is to convince you that statist government is the best way, and that when we have been allowed to go down this course on our own accord, which has not been the case, by the way, that we have all of these problems. And so let me just play this small little segment. We'll see how this goes. I hope you can hear this.
We can leave it all behind and sail to Lahaina, just like the missionaries did so many years ago. They even brought a neon sign and said, Jesus is coming. White man's burden down, but the white man's dream.
So we brought the white man's burden down and we brought the white man's reign. Now, I don't know what that is, but I believe by our founding documents, that's individual liberty and individual sovereignty. It is no longer being subjugated by a monarch. It is no longer being subjugated by a dictator. It is no longer being subjugated by slavery in the state. As a matter of fact, it has been our founding principles and our founding documents that was the catalyst for ending slavery around the world. And as a matter of fact, once we sanctified our independence with blood, we had to go through it one more time because we didn't get it right the first time. So we ended up having to sanctify this nation one more time by the spilling of blood via the Civil War. And so I'm not sure how many people look at it that way, but if you truly look at how the Lord has sanctified things, I mean, his sacrifice was by the spilling of blood, and prior to his atonement, and I don't mean to get into religion, but everything has been sanctified from the very beginning because of the sacrifice of the lamb, which was in the similitude of him. There's no doubt in my mind that we had to do some purification as a nation. And if you look at the ideology that this nation has stood up, this nation is the only nation ever to create the right of conscience, the freedom of speech, the freedom of being able to do what you, the freedom to fail, not only just being able to do what you want to do, but being able to fail. The progressive condescending hypocrisy is just killing me. And I'm not sure about you, but I see more and more propaganda being thrown out that is trying to make people feel guilt about racist America, as if Every other nation in the world has completely embraced diversity. Has anybody looked at Venezuela? Has anybody looked at China? Has anybody looked at Russia? Every other nation around there, the only nations right now that are going through some form of diversity is because the Islamic State is being moved throughout Europe. But to me, that is not diversification. That right there is a progressive policy that is being rammed down the European throats. The evil globalists who are seeking to subjugate us have a plan. And I've been talking about that plan. And their playbook is the Platonist playbook. Go read Plato, The Republic. It is pretty clear what they need to do. The statist who believe that men need to be regulated and controlled for our own good. Many of these folks are steeped in their biases of the progressive education, and they truly believe that this is what's best. They may have this noble mentality, but that is only because they have, like I said, they're just steeped in their biases, and they have failed to critically think, and they have never been forced to make comparisons and to compare and contrast the facts from what they have learned and what they understand. Those who believe in individual liberty and individual sovereignty, and unfortunately, way too many of those folks that believe in individual liberty and sovereignty, do not understand we are in an ideological war. And unfortunately, way too many people believe it's just differing opinions. I'm sorry, that's not the case here. This song, just like many other songs, only see the negative side of America. And I am telling you, there are so many positive things. In that place in Colorado that put up those ugly boxes, as Henley refers to, I'm sure there were a lot of homes that lives got better. And I'm sure there's people that look into these old communities and they look at that home that may be ugly, but that's where their family grew up. They have roots there. They have meaning. They have definition to their lives there. And it's easy to create subjective opinions about things like that. But when you take a broad brush approach, you literally blow away the facts, and we can no longer let them do that. This is myopic, single vision manipulation. There is no comparing and contrasting. And like I said before, if you start comparing and contrasting with other nations, with other ideologies, and how well it's panned out for them, I'll bet you anything, you'll probably find that it didn't really pan out that well. And as a matter of fact, I would even venture to say, how's it panning out for the women? Well, the women in Saudi Arabia can drive now. How many years have they lived under subjugation and they're still fourth-class citizens, equal to dogs? At least that's what I understand. They're finally starting to get, and that's just in Saudi Arabia. What about some of these other Islamic states that are you know, living under the caliphate? I don't think life is that good. How come we don't have any songs about that? I don't know. How about communist China? Or maybe North Korea? How great life is there? Venezuela, I've already brought that up. What about Cuba and Russia? Where are the songs that are telling us how great it is there compared to here and how many, you know, better lives and the freedoms and how people can have the freedom of conscience and being able to do whatever they want to do? I don't know why we just don't have those types of songs. We used to. Unfortunately, like the Beach Boys, they just kind of had, you know, maybe I'll just call them easygoing songs where we didn't focus on problems. There were a lot of songs that focused on problems, but it was propaganda problems. I can tell you there were bands like Grand Funk Railroad, like I mentioned before, the Edgar Winter Group, or I think it was the Edgar Winter Band, or White Trash, what it was, Save the Planet. Almost all of these bands had their own propaganda piece on that the planet was dying and we had to save it. And that was the big, huge push of environmentalism that brought us and gave Nixon the impetus in creating the Environmental Protection Agency over a bunch of hype. And are we better off for that? No, we've created a bureaucracy that's actually making our lives worse because we've let them, these elitists, convince us that we need to do these things. I don't know. Maybe these Islamic states and communist China, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, Russia, maybe they've all monopolized this concept of paradise. Maybe. I don't think so. I truly believe that this still happens to be the one nation that people will flock to and actually be willing to die in risking their lives in getting here. And so we cannot let those types of facts go unmentioned, and we cannot allow the elitists to continue to force feed us their garbage. Well, I'm at a hard break, so please stay tuned because I'm still ramped up, and I hope that this gives you a good drive to enjoying your independence. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Okay, so that moment you were dreading when I come back, I am actually back now. And so I want to take a little diversion here first. And actually, I'm going to read something that's out of my book, actually. And I want to give you a little bit of background on this. And this is what it says. And this is on the Mobius Strip Press page. It's right there on the left in white lettering. It says, "Civil society is wholly dependent upon the symbiosis between the fundamental principles of liberty, those principles being free agency, responsibility, and accountability. When these principles are balanced and in harmony with the individual citizen's liberty, they can act as a catalyst in elevating synergy within the community and society. These synergies will lead to stronger spiritual well-being, greater productivity, improved health, and development of wealth." Now, what I want to do is I'd like to give you a breakdown on what I believe what a country should look like when it embraces individual liberty and individual sovereignty. I don't believe that our country at this point in time is embracing it. I believe those principles are still there. I believe that it is a part of our DNA, But I do not believe, because the whole purpose of this show, Reclaiming the Republic, is to get us back onto track. Now, before I do, before I start giving you this example, let me give you a macro view with a comparison with Scripture. Why is it that Martin Luther felt it was necessary that the Scriptures were available to all people? And why is it today that people read the Scriptures, or at least I would say good, righteous people, why is it that they read the Scriptures? Because that's the, I'm just going to give you the paradigm, that that is the Word of God, and that for a person to understand the true Word of God, you've got to read the Word. You've got to read the Scriptures. That way, when somebody comes along and says, well, God wants you to do this, and you've read the Scriptures, and you know that's not what God wants you to do, then you can recognize false doctrine, right? So that's why it's really important, and that's why Martin Luther basically said that the Scriptures should be in every person's hand. He had those grievances he put on the outside of the chapel. And I believe that King James, when he translated the Bible into English, it was the first step in moving towards American enlightenment, because people started seeing the Word for themselves, and they started recognizing that the churches, the organized church-state marriage throughout Europe, was pretty evil. They were doing all sorts of things in the name of God that they shouldn't have been doing. And that's why you could see that here in the Americas during the colonies and so forth, they really started moving towards a very righteous society compared to what was going on in Europe. And as a matter of fact, what was going on in Europe during the late 16 and early 1700s is Europe started abandoning its religious ways. By the time the end of the 18th century, we had this thing called the French Revolution. I think it was 1790, 1791, something like that. And they killed all of the priests and the leaders of the French church because they were tired of the hypocrisy. Now, I want to put this into a perspective for you. Why did I give you this, and why is it important to read the Word so that you know what the truth is? That's why, right? So why is it that it is important that I read the ratification debates, that I read these founding documents for you? Because I want you to recognize that what we're being told are lies, that we've been deceived for 100 years plus, that we've been told that the federal government can do anything it needs to do that it believes is necessary and proper. That is a bold-faced lie based on the pretense of how the Constitution was sold to the stakeholders who bought into it, as I've told you and as I have read for you to witness. This is very important, that you know what the truth is. This is why we have to be very succinct and concise in our message to our state legislators. Constitutional compliance. The federal government must start complying to the contract. If not, then we need to amend the contract so that they are in compliance. Now, if you know me, if you've read my writings, I am vehemently opposed to amending the contract. Get compliance first. If we have problems, then let's figure out the best way to do this. But I truly believe that the Republic, the states, have the ability, the power to do everything that they need to do for themselves that the federal government doesn't have to be doing. So with that, now let's move into what I believe a country that embraces individual liberty and sovereignty would look like. This country would allow individual full freedom of conscience. If they don't like something because of their religious convictions, they can actually come right out and tell somebody, let's say I'm a baker or I'm a florist, and I possess a religious conviction not to support or be compelled to support a lifestyle that I recognize as sinful. I should be able to actually tell that person, I'm sorry, I think what you're doing is a sin, and I can't support that. I do not want your money or your lucre, and I would rather not have anybody come on their own convictions because of my conviction. But don't force me, because that would be communism. That would be a statist government. We should all be able to choose for ourselves whether you want to buy my cakes, whether you want to buy my flowers, whether you want to buy my goods or not. If you want to boycott me and you want to go out and do that type of thing, then okay, that is your conscience. But sometimes that backs up, you know, that backs up on people. Like, I remember they tried to boycott Chick-fil-A, and that didn't work too well because Chick-fil-A had gangbuster sales after that. I do know that we are in an ideological war, like I started this out with, and we have to start getting that into our heads, that this is warfare. This is not just a differencing of opinions. Those who want statist government want to subject you. There is rumor that these FEMA camps are ready to house you if you're not willing to comply. But something happened on our way to the FEMA camps. Trump got elected. And so we have some time to fix the problem. But that time window is shrinking quickly. I need your help. I need sponsors. I'm starting my campaign for crowdfunding. As a matter of fact, it'll be a GoFundMe campaign. I will be launching that. You will know all the details next week. The country that embraces individual liberty and sovereignty allows people to make their own mistakes. And when they make those mistakes, they have to be responsible and accountable for their actions. We cannot allow them to basically have a constant safety net, because that's just an enabler of bad behavior, right? We can no longer allow people to just live on a safety net like it's a trampoline for fun. Government has no role in removing the consequences of bad behavior or bad life choices. The bad life choices must be life lessons for others to avoid these trappings and snares of addiction and bad decisions, bad behavior, period. We have to start learning from those who have lived a life of smoking not to smoke. Really? We have to have little warnings. We need to be better at educating and passing down. Just because grandpa did it doesn't mean that we should be doing it anymore either. In addition, if compassionate services are created, they must come from institutions such as religions and community services, not government. In other words, education, welfare, healthcare, and those types of things, we are far better served when they come from those types of institutions instead of government. Why? Because these institutions are actually nonprofit and they're truly designed to be compassionate. I do not want the people that are supposed to go fighting wars to be the ones with guns over their shoulder being compassionate. I would much prefer a person that is living the word of God to be the ones that are compassionate, because they understand, or they should, what that means. The two primary objects of government are to protect life and property and not take property from one and give to another, such as the distribution of wealth. Again, it's compassionate service that we should be focusing on, and it needs to be left to religions to administer these temporal needs, period. I can't emphasize that enough. That is one of the principal factors. And if Trump could get this, boy, we would really turn this nation around, because that is the principal factor that made America great. I also want you to know that a nation that embraces individual liberty and sovereignty does not allow dangerous and subversive ideologies to become established. And should they do anything, I'll get into this because I'm going to run out of time before I can finish my thought. So I will repeat this when we come back. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so we're back, and this is it. This is the last segment, so I don't have a lot of time, so let me kind of get through this so I can get into maybe some thoughts on our Declaration of Independence once again. A nation that embraces individual liberty and sovereignty does not have to allow dangerous or subversive ideologies to become established. And a nation based on liberty and sovereignty should do everything it can to protect itself from this erosive danger. Now, let me be very clear here before I move forward on this. I want you to understand that it's not that we should be going out and burning and censoring the type of literature that, like Plato's Republic and so forth. I think it is very important that people understand the evil nature of statism, that they understand what real life is with the empirical data that comes with it. If you read Ludwig von Mises' book on socialism, you will understand that there is more than enough evidence that proves that no society is better when it creates collective government. Jefferson even understood this, and when he explained the American government system, he likened it to, and this I'm going to paraphrase, he likened it to centrifugal energy, that it was outward flowing, and that the government's decisions and so forth were made at the farthest point away from the center of government, so that they would be the closest to the people. A collectivist statist type of government is like centripetal energy that draws in. It is a very destructive force. It is a political energy that is designed to make every decision possible at the center of government so that very few people are able to get involved or have any say. It is the desires and whims of the masters instead of the local communities and the people. That is probably one of the most articulate ways that I've ever heard Jefferson talk about this. And again, I'm paraphrasing and injecting a little bit of my translation of Jeffersonism, but you could read this in Dumas Malone's books. He has a six-book series on Jefferson the man. These ideologies, again, these statist ideologies, would be ones that promote institutes of compulsion and use force to obtain compliance. Remember those FEMA camps? Either you learn to comply or you're going to stay there for what's left of your life. These institutions monopolize the narrative, just like our education system no longer has free thought. It is a monopoly of a message. You cannot look at what is coming out of these kids, or what I should say, what we see in the news with Hogg and all the rest of these statist, little puerile, vile children that are going to be voting soon. This is repulsive and repugnant. We cannot allow this to continue. We have to take this back. And there's only one mechanism to do this, my friends. It is Republic Review. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org right there on my homepage. You can read the bullet points on the academic argument, the process, as well as look at the flowchart. There's more coming. I only have so much time, and getting you motivated is my primary factor at this point. Once we get this moving, I'll be able to actually sit down and work more, because I then won't have to do this anymore. I think I started this whole process off saying I do not want to become a well-seasoned and professional conservative entertainer. I am strictly here to educate and motivate. I do not want to make this a career. Anyway, and it's not because I don't love the people at KSBN. I love them here. I love people at Red State Talk Radio. I love the patriots I'm working with. It's just that I would much rather be spending my time doing other things, and those people who really know me know that's true, because I like to do a lot of different things, and this is just one of those things that I feel so compelled that I have to do, and so this is why I'm here for you, for our Constitution, for our Republic. Getting back on my train of thought here. A society based on liberty ensures that these evils are exposed and recounts the scores of lost life throughout history that these ideologies have wrought. Remember the millions that Stalin killed, Mao killed millions. Only government can be that efficient in taking life, and it can be that callous and careless. This society, our republic, is based upon individual liberty and sovereignty, and it has been the only one ever to have flourished. And it has also answered the call around the world to stop despotism and subjugation. If it was not for America, I think people would be speaking a different language in different parts of the world, because of the last few wars that we have fought. If you know Trevor Lawton, and I personally know him, and that interview that I have with him that will be put up, the link will be put up on my website, as I talked about earlier. He personally said that he, as a New Zealander, is here not because he wants to be here, because he knows America is the only thing keeping the world from tipping. He knows that if America falls, so goes the world. I heard him say that in 2016. I heard that from his heart. I know that to be true as well. And if you're listening and you do not believe that to be true, then maybe you shouldn't be listening to this show. Because I do know that every patriot that hears those words, that resonates truth. America is the only last bastion that is protecting liberty around the world, whatever you want to call it. And what really got me started on this really wasn't the Eagle song that I had listened to. I had actually saw a post that people were putting out about America being racist, you know, the tipping history of, you know, where tipping came from. It was from the racist part of America. And I'm going, are you kidding me? Really? And so I did the research. I just quickly looked up this individual, and there apparently is a graduate from, no doubt, Columbia University, a person that I believe has a master's, at least has got their journalist degree. And the person's name is Isabel, I'm going to probably mispronounce this, and you know I have a bad history of names, so it's no disrespect intended, but it's Mug, or M-U-G-E-N-I-U, so Niu, Mugi Niu, Isabel Mugi Niu, I don't know, I'm just guessing, but anyway, so she has this Facebook page that she's generating this propaganda videos talking about America's racist history. And so it's obvious that she has a Chinese descent. I'm guessing. I don't know for a fact. I don't know that she has spent time in China. I think she speaks Chinese. I don't know if it's Mandarin or what, Cantonese. But I'm telling you that she is a very nefarious player who tries to take a historical perspective and twist it and not give you the facts. And it is really something that is distorting the truth. Where is the videos on what's going on to the people that are dying in Venezuela? Where are the videos to expose all the people who have died in China and how well people are living in that polluted state of China? Or all the rest of the communist states out there that she is supporting statist ideologies? That is disingenuous, and as far as I'm concerned, she is a hypocrite. She can't look at the sun and call it the sun. She will just say, boy, the moon sure is bright tonight, because they cannot face the truth. And that just gets my blood boiling. I know that many good men, if you go to Arlington, you will see many good men that have laid down their lives for liberty, for this nation, for the Declaration of Independence. I would ask you to go and read the Declaration of Independence, but before you do, go look up the original Declaration of Independence. You will notice that there are several paragraphs that have been cut out. One of those paragraphs talks about, and I talked about this on Monday, on my Monday show, one of those paragraphs talks about how the King of England inflicted slavery upon this nation and then now is trying, or at that point in time, is trying to create insurrection with the slaves in America that he planted here to get them to revolt against us. He was doing everything he possibly could to basically throw America off tilter so that he could come and subjugate us with a very heavy hand. If you notice that there was another paragraph that was listed, or I should say removed, or actually about a paragraph and a half, and that paragraph basically talks about how heavy-handed and how evil England had become, and how they, the colonists, or Thomas Jefferson and the Continental Congress, declared their liberty, and that they would dissolve any recognition of anybody trying to take over or consider us their subjects ever again. I just ask and I beg that you read these documents and make every day a catalyst for you for change, that you can be a part of the solution instead of the problem. That is the whole point of this show, and that is what we're trying to do in educating you, in making you a constitutional warrior and a weapon for Republic Review. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic with your help, and I do need your help. God bless, and I'll be back next week.
The The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty.